We continue today with lesson number 26 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim. Today we will learn Mishneh Vov of Perek Zayin and thereby conclude Perek Zayin, and we will learn Mishnah Aleph of Perek Ches, beginning the 8th Perek as well. So let's first complete the 7th Perek and learn Mishneh Vov. At the end of Mishnah Hey yesterday, we learned about pitputim, which are mishuchim min hasofa. Pitputim, legs or handles protruding from the kiro, which protrude more than three etzbos. So the inner three etzbos are metame b'maga uva avir. Everyone agrees. The outer three etzbos, we have a machlokes. Rabbi Meir is strict, and he says they metame b'maga, but not ba'avir. Rabbi Shimon says is lenient and is metaher completely. The question is, ketzad misha'arinoson. You have three pitputim, each extending several etzbos, but the only part that's tome b'mago ba'avir, according to everyone, are the inner three. But the inner three points of each of the three pitputim, at which the three etzbos limit ends, there's a fictional line, a dotted line that can be drawn between them, making a triangle, and everything within that triangle would be considered in the Kira as it is defined by the three etzba limit on each of these three pitputim. How do you measure this triangle? Some, by the way, can think of a circle drawn from point to point along the three etzbos point of the three pitputim. But we will follow the Bartanura and the Rash, a triangle. How do you measure this triangle? Physically, how do you do it? So Shimon Galil has a way. Shimon Galil Omer, Nosein es hakano beinehem. You take a kano, and a kano is a yardstick, a ruler. And you extend it from point to point, from the three etzba point of pitput 1 to the three etzba point of pitput 2, and then from pitput 2 to the three etzba point on pitput 3, and again from 3 to 1, and thereby you've made a triangle. Everything within that triangle is tome. That's what you do. Rishim Lil Omer, nos nesakano beineyet, minakano velachut tohor, minakano velifnim, umokom akano, the actual space of the ruler itself, that's all considered to be within the airspace as defined by this line drawn as a triangle from point to point, from pitput to pitput, and that is tome. And so we've concluded Perek Zayin. Now we begin Perek Shmini, the 8th Perek, with Mishnah Aleph. Hatanur shechatzoso b'nisorim. If you have a tanur, a klei cheres, which as we learned is mitame bo'avir, if there's tumah in the airspace of this tanur, the whole tanur becomes tome. Suppose you make a mechitza down the middle of this tanur. Hatanur shechatzoso b'nisorim. You made a mechitza of planks of wood, or by rios, or by curtains. So, as we will learn now, a mechitza made in a kli cheres is nothing. Either, for various reasons, Rashi, near the beginning of Maseches Zevachim, says, because people don't make mechitzas in the middle of a kli cheres, in the middle of a tana, you don't make a mechitza. So therefore, nimtza sheretz b'mokom echot. If a sheretz is found on one side of the mechitza, hakol tome, the whole tanur is tome. The reason being that there's no such thing as a mechitza to be matzil a klicheres min hatuma. Kaveres. Now a kaveres is a beehive. A beehive is usually a cylindrical shaped object which is totally enclosed. When it's totally enclosed and there's a sheretz inside of it and it's dangled in the tanur, so we don't consider the sheretz to be betocha tanur. Rather, we consider it to be betoch hatoch shel hatanur. It's inside the inside. The inside of the inside is not metame. And we will learn more about that later. But now, a Mishnah, we're discussing a keveres, a beehive, which has opened up. The bottom is removed. So it's no longer a keli. When it was totally enclosed, it's a keli, and it's matzil min hatuma. Whatever inside of it does not spread out, and whatever is outside of it does not penetrate. However, we're speaking of a kaveres pechusa, a pecheres which has a hole in it. For example, the bottom is taken out, and therefore it's no longer a kli, no longer a functional kaveres. But ufikuka bakash, but he stuffed it up with straw, a very weak estima, very weak sealant, S-E-A-L-A-N-T, kash, straw. Umushulesh es lavir hatanur. And now you dangle this keveres, which is pechusa fekuka bekash, into the tanur. Hasheretz besocho. If there's a sheretz in the keveres, hatanur tome. The whole tanur is tome, because the keveres cannot contain the tumas hasheretz, since it is pechusa, it's open, and the pekak, the pekuka, the stuffing of the kash, is considered negligible. Hasheretz betanur, if there's a sheretz in the tanur, ocholin shebetocho tomein, whatever foodstuff is in the beehive, is in the keveres, becomes tome. So holds the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Eliezer mitaher. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the keveres, even if it's pechusa for kuka bekash, is also contains the sheretz, if the sheretz is in it from being metame the rest of the tanur. And if the sheretz is in the rest of the tanur, the tumah does not penetrate into the keveres if the keveres is pechusa ufkuka bekash. Omar Rabbi Eliezer said to his opponents, why shouldn't a keveres be matzil? Im hitzilo b'meis hechomo. If there's a keveres, which is pechuso pekuko bekash, and you find it in an ohel ha-meis, in a tent or a house, in which there is a dead body, a corpse. So, whatever is in this keveres, even though it's only pekuko bekash, remains tor. The keveres pechusa pekuka bekash is matzil, saves whatever is inside of it from tuma. And this can be found in a Mishnah in Miseches Olis, which we'll get to one day, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. So if a keveres pechusa pekuka bekash can be matzil by tumas meis, tumas oval meis, which is much stricter than tumas, the tuma that you can find in a tanur. Because the tumah in the mace is metame odam bekelim tumas shiva, whereas the tumah in the lo tatzil beklicheres hakal shouldn't be effective in saving from tumah in a klicheres, which is only metame ochlin a mashkim and not odam bekelim. Omrulo, so the chacham said, no, you don't understand. They're missing a point. Amrullah, the Chacham said to Rabbi Lezer, Im hitzila b'meis hachomor, sure, keveres pechusa pekuka bekash is matzil b'meis hachomor, tumas oval ha-meis. Shekein cholken oholim, because in a tent you make a mechitza. A mechitza in a tent is a mechitza. People make walls and tents. And therefore, a keveres pechusa pekuka bekash is also a sort of mechitza and can be matzil in oval ames. However, tatzil bechlicheres hakal, can it keveres pechusa pekuka bekash be matzil in the klicheres? She'ein cholken klicheres, as I explained to you. Rashi says, who makes mechitzas in a klicheres? So therefore, there's no such thing as a mechitza in the klicheres. It's not matzil. And the keveres pechusa pekuka bekash is not matzil. However, in a oval ha-meis, it is matzil because the derech is to make walls in houses in oholim. Tatzil b'klicheres hakal she'ein cholken klicheres, and therefore they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. And the halacha, of course, is the chachomim yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. And so we have finished the first mishnah of Perek Ches, and in the process concluded lesson number 26.